Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Q1 FY18 Results of Supreme Industries conference call hosted by Axis Capital. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. We will be taking questions at the later stage of the call, at which time you would need to press star one to ask a question. Please note this call is being recorded. Now, I would like to hand the conference to Mr. Farzan Madan of Axis Capital. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everybody, for standing by. We have today the management of Supreme Industries represented by Taparia ji, the Managing Director, and Mr. Somani ji, the CFO. Sir, over to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Farzan. I'm M.P. Taparia, Managing Director of Supreme Industries Limited. I welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the audited standalone and consolidated financial results for the first quarter ended 30th June 2017. The standalone results and the consolidated results are already with you. I'll give a brief view on company product operating performance and other highlights. The company has sold 92,196 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 1,127 crore during the first quarter of the current year, against sales of 97,045 tons and net product turnover of rupees 1,172 crore in the corresponding quarter ended 30th June 2016, resulting in volume degrowth of around 5% and product value degrowth of around 4%. Total consolidated income and operating profit for the first quarter of the current year amounted to rupees 1,162 crore and rupees 162 crore as compared to rupees 1,190 crore and rupees 217 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording decrease of around 2% and 25% respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax for the first quarter of the current year amounted to rupees 118 crore and rupees 78 crore as compared to rupees 170 crore and rupees 115 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording decrease of 31% and 32% respectively. The business scenario of all the product segment of the company for the current quarter ended 30th June 2017 as compared to corresponding period in the previous quarter, previous year has been as under. Plastic piping system business degrew by 7% in volume and 3% in value term. Packaging product segment business degrew by 2% in volume and 7% in value term. Industrial product segment business grew by 6% in volume and 10% in value term. Consumer product segment business degrew by 8% in volume and 4% in value term. The share of overall sale in the value-added product has been 32% of the total sale in the quarter ended 30th June 2017, as against 35% in the corresponding previous year quarter. The company's focus remains to increase the share of value-added product in its turnover. Total borrowing of the company stands reduced to rupees 166 crore as on 30th June 2017, as against rupees 228 crore as on 31st March 2017. Average net borrowing level during the first quarter of current year remained at rupees 196 crore against rupees 382 crore during the previous year ended 31st March 2017. Average cost of borrowing as on 30th June 2017 is 7.33% per annum, which is 6.56% as on 31st March 2017. Company has no plan to increase its borrowing level. It is committed to become virtually debt-free during next year. Company envisages CapEx in the range of about rupees 300-350 crore in financial year 2017-18, and the same is progressing smoothly. Commercial production of blow furniture at Kharagpur unit is commenced, and six product items have been launched in the market and received good response. Company has been allotted 40 acres of land at concession rate by state government of Telangana, steps are being taken to implement the project execution. The introduction of GST from 1st July 2017, having same tax rate on similar product range throughout the country, has integrated the country's economy for the first time. In this process, large portion of informal economic operation is expected to move to formal. This will boost the tax revenue, enabling the country to move a moderate taxation rate in future. For most of product, the total incidence of taxage has gone down by 2%. In certain product, it has gone down between 10% to 20% of the then existing indirect tax rate. This will facilitate the growth of the business. In the current year, the business was affected since last week of May due to impending GST introduction from 1st July. Our distributors went to destocking mode and so they reduced buying starting from 22nd May. Up to 3rd week of July, the slow mode of the business continued. Now most of our customers are now registered under GST. Company expects the business will improve from 1st August 2017 onward. The company expects the volume growth for the full year to be around 12% plus during the current year. Raw material prices remain affordable due to lower crude oil prices. Several initiatives taken by the state and central government to boost infrastructure spending and their focused drive to support affordable house construction augur well to boost the prospect of growth in company's business. It's a brief and overall summary for the quarter under reference. Thank you for your patience. Now I and my colleague, Mr. P.C. Somani, Chief Finance Officer of the company, are available to reply to your various queries raised by all of you. Thank you very much. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Are you able to listen?
Yes, sir. We are able to hear you.
Is it complete now? Thank you very much.
Thank you. So, shall I open the Q&A lines?
Yes, please.
Yes, sir. At this time, participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 to ask a question. First question comes from Anshuman Atri from Hatton Securities. Your line is unmuted.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So my question is regarding volume growth. So this 12%, most of it, will it be in the second half or next quarter we can see some improvement in demand?
We have to start from second quarter. It is already now 26 days have passed in the month of July and the business is already better than last year similar quarter. You see, in the previous quarter, our business had the degrowth only mostly in three items, that is furniture, plastic piping system, and cross laminated film product, which are all sold to distributor. Distributor were in destocking mode, and that was the reason for the business to degrow. The demand with our distributor was quite robust. They started stocking the goods, so we definitely believe that in the second quarter itself, most of the business loss what we had will be recouped.
Okay, sir. And second question is regarding the segmental net sales and EBITDA margins.
I request Mr. Somani to reply, please.
You see, revenue for the segment in first quarter, the plastic piping division was 665 crore. Packaging products is 239 crore. Industrial products 166 crore and consumer products 81 crore. And the operating margin in the plastic piping system, it is 13%, packaging products 19%, industrial products 11%, and the consumer product 16%.
16%.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you, Anshuman. Next question comes from Nihil Shah from ICICI Securities. Your line is unmuted.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for the opportunity. So one thing which I want to know is the gross margins have fallen apart in this quarter, like they're down more than 700-800 bps if we include the power and fuel cost as well. So any particular reason for this?
No, gross margin is not affected by 7% a quarter, no, nothing like that. Our gross margin first quarter last year was 16.94%.
Mm-hmm.
This year is 13.68%. It gone down by 3.26%.
That is the EBITDA margin, sir.
So then which one? And what you are asking?
Gross margin, which is the raw material cost plus the power and fuel cost.
So principally, one reason I can say with an LG that this PVC price, we are the principal player in PVC material.
Right.
And PVC price at the beginning of the year only in April went down from 77 rupees to 71 rupees a kilo.
Right.
It caused inventory loss in the quarter.
Okay.
That definitely affected our margin for the quarter. Secondly, because of lower production also, our cost of production gone up. And thirdly, due to poor sale, our value-added item sale has also gone down. Our value-added item sale in last year, the same quarter was around 35%. And this year, first quarter went down to 32%.
Right.
The combined effect of all the three factors, our gross margins went down.
Right, sir. And sir, any color on the new products, how are they shaping up? Largely the 35 GSM Silpaulin and also the competition which is coming in from the new products against Silpaulin.
First, we talk about the two new products, that is CPVC fire sprinkler system. We are glad to inform all our partners that our CPG fire sprinkler system, we are the only company we have got UL approval. We already received inquiry and order from Pune. We have installed it and it is given a great satisfaction to CFO. And we have got approval from CFO to install CPG fire sprinkler system, the light hazard. And we expect business to grow quarter after quarter in the segment. In the lower thickness film, apart from 35 GSM, we have launched 30 GSM. That has also received good response, and we are able to find new application. Overall, there are in our cross-laminated film, two new players have come. Two more players may come. We only by their coming and by seeing, we are not having any volume degrowth because we have now launched our cross-lined bonded film, which is a very superior film, which is slightly further better properties than our existing product, and that is a patented process, and the business of that product has gone up by 8 times in the quarter comparable to last year. And secondly, we have moved quite intensively in the export market. We are glad to share with you that we are able to add 10 more countries in our export radar in the last 6 months, and where we not only supplied first time, most of the countries have given repeat order. Now we are exporting 25 countries, and over a period, we are going to increase more number of countries, and we are participating, we participate in 4 international exhibitions, and we are going to continue to participate in those exhibitions, which has given a good success to growth of in our export business. So we are not concerned by these companies which has come. Definitely, we have reduced our operating margin in this business by around 2%.
Okay.
I completed the reply.
Yeah, and so what about the new products like tanks, sewerage pipes, and DWC pipes?
All things are selling very well. DWC pipe very well accepted where we supplied. Now the demand will come properly from September. During rainy season, they can't put the DWC pipe because it goes for sewerage and drainage. And for there, you can't do the digging of the earth. So normally the business starts from 2nd of August. We have got many inquiries and we hope that business will be quite good from September onward. Whomsoever we supplied as on today, they have got full satisfaction.
Right. And so last, the bath fittings?
Well, bath fitting had a very bad time up to last year. For last 2-3 months now, we have recovered from the loss. We started also, apart from our own production, we started importing some chrome-plated items, and that also received good response. We believe that now, every month after month, our business of bath fitting will go on improving.
And so when are we likely to start with the production of chrome-plated fittings?
Now we have, as on today, no plan to start production domestically. It is highly polluting industry and require travel clearance. First, we develop some critical mass. When we are able to sell large volume of bath fitting in chrome-plated system, which may not happen even in 1819, maybe in 1920, we may start making in India.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nehal. Next question comes from Mohit Patel from Equirus Securities. Your line is unmuted.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Maulik here. Sir, I have one question. You earlier said that we have an approximately 2% to 20% benefit in the various product category. Which product category we have on the 20% benefit, sir?
That is mostly solvent. Solvent, we were paying excise duty on MRP basis. So
okay.
Excise duty was coming 22% as well, normally 12.5%. So 22% excise duty, 2% CST, and 12.5% to 14.5% VAT, all combined effect was coming to around 42%, between 40 to 42, and now the rate is only 18%. Our business last year for that product was only 30 crore rupees due to high rate of taxes. We believe that business will improve.
So it's only 30 crore business where the 20% kind of on the tax benefit is available to us.
Not to us, to consumers.
To the consumer. So we generally, we will pass on the price increase.
Yeah, passed in already.
Okay. So second question is on basically on volume growth guidance. If I look at the implied guidance is that 18% growth in the remaining three quarters.
19%.
Yeah, around 19% growth in
yeah.
the remaining three quarters. Well, what we have seen that is so different. I mean, historically, if I say that most of the time we have reduced our guidance in the subsequent quarters, in the volume guidance quarter.
You wish us best, we don't give a bad guidance in future. You wish us best. We got figures from all our distributors and we are comfortable because raw material prices are low and we do not believe any new shock can come. Last,
mm-hmm.
if you remember, we have to reduce the guidance because we were not expecting demonetization. And
okay.
demonetization gave a great bad effect on our business starting from December up to March.
Correct.
If any such thing comes, then my guidance may go kaput.
Okay. Okay. Sir, the last question is on the margin front because last year we have a very good margin. For the entire financial year of FY17, our margin was around 17%, 17.5%. And you were giving the guidance that this year the margin could be in the range of 15% or so. So are we maintaining our stand that this year our margin will be in around 15% for the full year business?
We told in the month of April, 15 to 15.5%, we maintain the same guidance.
Okay, so we will maintain this guidance despite being a little lower margin in the first quarter.
You are right.
Okay. And the last question is on that. On packaging segment, we understand that the tax benefit is approximately around 10% in the cross-laminated films.
Sorry?
In cross-laminated films, Shilpolin, the tax benefit under the GST, the tax reduction is around 10%.
That is only in the 11 state. I'll give you the name of the state. Seven
okay.
state in northeastern area, then
mm-hmm.
Jammu Kashmir, Himachal, Uttaranchal, and Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh. Totally
okay.
11 states where we sold last year around 42 crore rupees goods. This year our sale will be much more than what we were selling last year. The
okay.
benefits are definitely there in those states' sale. The tax rate was 14.5% VAT rate.
Mm-hmm.
Of the overall combined effect was coming 29-30%. Now it is 18%. So the cost in those market have gone down by 12%.
Okay. Okay, I got it. Okay, sir. I think you understand that you have stopped giving the number for the CPVC and Shilpolin business. But if you can qualitatively highlight how these businesses have done over the last quarter. In the
we can say principally, let us talk both the items separately. CPVC, we are expecting a growth in volume this year. Apart from the growth in volume in the regular plumbing system, we have made a breakthrough in CPVC fire sprinkler system. We are the only player in the business. We have got UL approval. Without UL approval, no CFO will allow CPVC fire system to install. We already installed in one building in Pune, and we expect we got clearance from one CFO. We expect clearance from many CFO in the state of Maharashtra. We are also talking in the state of Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, and we expect this business to grow because we are making now several items domestically. Earlier, we are importing the fitting. Now, we will be offering our fitting made in India, which will improve the margin. Secondly, on this silpaulin, as we told that on cross-laminated film, we have now got this new good growth in our cross-lined bonded film, which is a special product of our company. And secondly, we have moved more aggressively in export market, where we are getting increasing response to our goods are fabricated product export, and the other licensee of our collaborator are either in USA or Europe, and they are not in a position to fabricate product and offer to the customer. So with the new advantage of the cross-line bonded film and export market, we expect our business of cross-line film to grow between 12 to 15% this year.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mohit. Next question comes from Sonali Salrauter from BOB Capital Market. Your line is unmuted.
Hi, good evening, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, wanted to understand what is the update on the unorganized players? I mean, post the rollout of GST, are they still present in the market, or, you know, they have started slowly phasing out their products from the market?
Unorganized sector, we are seeing that in our business, especially in the piping system and tarpaulin and furniture, in all the three segments, there are between 40% to even 60% players are in the unorganized sector. In the, up till now, we are seeing that many players in the market are graduating to become organized. But it's too early to pass a judgment. We may be able to tell you better in the month of October when the EBA bill also, EBA system is also introduced. But overall, we believe that in the next 2-3 years, the share of unorganized player will go down. Many of the unorganized players will graduate to be organized player. This is what the country wants, and this is what's going to happen. And some unorganized players may close also, but I can't say about it.
Okay. So, but are we seeing initial signs of them at least starting phasing off?
Presently, we are seeing that in first 3 weeks, we have seen that some organized players are trying to move to organized system. And
okay.
Some organized players have slowed down their activity.
Okay. So my second question is now, so we understand that destocking is the reason why our sales and volumes have gone down. But what could be the reason for our share of value-added products going down as a percentage to total?
Overall, when our sale, the value-added item, the part for sale, when the overall sale go down, then some item may sell lesser also now. Like CP system, mostly value-added item. And the demand of people want to destock. So the whole problem with them is they were not clear how will they get the credit of the stock lying with them.
Okay.
Same happening, our tarpaulin sale also gone down, same our furniture sale gone down. All the distributor segment, where we are selling through distributor to consumer, and there only the degrowth came. And they are the only product where we sell on the power of brand, and where the degrowth took place. Actually, industrial item, there is no degrowth.
Okay.
Industry, not a value-added item.
Okay. So this could also be the reason why the operating margins in all the three segments that you mentioned are down year on year?
You are right.
Okay, all right. So, and my next question is, could you please help us with your segment-wise capacity across your products?
I'll tell my request, our CFO tell you.
We have a total capacity close to 540,000 metric ton.
Yeah.
And out of which the plastic piping system is close to 390,000 metric ton.
Okay.
The packaging segment around 64,000 metric ton. Consumer segment 28,000 metric ton. And industrial product close to 70,000 metric ton.
And we still maintain our guidance that we have planned to increase our total capacity to about 700,000 metric tons by 2021?
Yeah, yeah. You see,
with the overall capex of 12 to 13 billion, right?
You see, as a normal industry, we are able to use between 65 to 70% of the installed capacities. So some products are seasonal, some products we do not take more inventory. So to continue the growth momentum, what we are envisaging, you need to build up the capacity in advance.
Okay, okay. So, and my last question is, sir, we saw a inventory loss in the last quarter. What are the PVC prices currently?
They are at the same level what it was in the month of 2nd of April. It was 71 rupees, the current price was 71.
Okay, sure. So thank you so much for this opportunity. That's out for my side.
Sure.
Thank you, Sonali. Next question comes from Ritesh Shah from Investor Capital. Your line is unmuted.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is, would it be possible for you to share what is the average quantum of inventory that we maintain for PE, PP, HDP, LDP, and the PVC resin?
Raw material inventory, maybe around 22,000 tons, around 22,000 to 23,000 tons. All put together, because there are some materials that are imported, so we have to keep larger inventory. So, last year we sold 340,000 tons. This year we expect to grow by 12%. Is making 380,000 tons. So average, we expect to sell 31,000 tons average. In the first quarter, we sold more than 92,000 tons. So accordingly, we keep the inventory so that no plant is unserviced. Well, our plants are spread all over the country. So every plant, all the grills, they have to keep stock.
Okay. Sir, earlier you had given a guidance that for PVC resin, we usually have 3 weeks of inventory, polystyrene around 8 to 10 days. Are these at a similar levels does it change?
First, the same level, because there is no reason. Polystyrene is ample available domestically. Our own other companies making polystyrene, so there is no need to keep large stock, except you to keep stock for beating the transit time. PVC, because it constitutes more than 50% imported raw material, so stock has to maintain a higher level.
Okay. And, sir, for PE and PP, would it be 75 days? That's the number that you had given earlier. Would it be at similar levels?
I don't think so. There's no reason of keeping 75 days raw material. No reason.
15 to 20 days.
No reason. I don't think we have ever given 75 days raw material inventory.
Okay.
Don't recall. Maybe one grade, particular grade, which we are importing and which is coming from USA. Very small volume, not more than 150 tons.
Okay, that helps. So secondly, was there an element of inventory losses during the quarter, given when I look at the raw material prices, they have come down sharply?
So, I told you that PVC is our major raw material, and PVC prices beginning of the April only went down by 6 rupees a kilo.
Correct. Sir, would it be possible for you to quantify the total impact just to better understand the margin profile?
Quite difficult to give the proper profile of the quantum of inventory loss. Very difficult.
Okay.
We have seen the operating margin in PVC piping system went down. We have seen overall operating margin went down. And we also tell you that PVC, we keep more stock because it contains 50% or more imported raw material content. So you have to keep more stock. You told me already that more than 3 weeks stock we maintain. And all the stock is lying with us, we will suffer loss.
That
the price of PVC come down, we immediately reduce the price of pipe.
Correct. Sir, my second question, what is the GST rates on consumer furniture? Has it moved up or has it come down? How should one look at it?
It has gone up in 4 states, that is in Tamil Nadu, Pondicherry, Telangana, and Andhra Pradesh.
Okay.
It has gone up by 10%. Other area, it was marginally either 1% went up or 1% came down. The industry represented the government. This 28% of plastic furniture is very high. After all, it is environment friendly, it saves wood. And we requested government that revisit your decision to keep 28%. All in South India, it was around 18%. So they have taken average of all the states and accordingly they fixed at 28%. And government is not negative to our request. And we believe that going forward, the government may bring it down from 20% to 18%. It's the only item of our company which attracted 28%.
Correct. So would it be possible for you to quantify how much is the total sales through this four states on consumer
last,
furniture?
Last year was 52 crores.
Around 52 crores.
It's not around. Exact number I remember I tell you.
Perfect, perfect. Sir, I didn't understand the simple in part. You did explain it earlier. I'm sorry if you have to repeat it, but it would be quite
What question you ask? I repeat? No issue. Please tell, ask me.
Sir, GST on Simpolin, sir, you did explain what I didn't quite get it.
Sorry?
GST on Simpolin?
GST on Simpolin, earlier the government fixed 28%, then immediately before they became 1st July, they brought it down to 18%. What I told that it was in the 11 states, 12 states, that is all the northeastern states, that is 7 states, including Assam, and Jammu, Kashmir, Himachal, Uttaranchal, Maharashtra, and Madhya Pradesh.
Correct.
That was around 30%.
Okay.
Now the rate has come down to 18%.
Okay. And how much was the sales over here for this state?
Very small sale, maybe 40-45 crore, because such a high rate our goods were not selling.
Okay, okay, okay. Perfect, perfect. And sir, any new incremental product launches over next year or two that we are looking at?
We are launching several new varieties of fittings, principally fittings to make use of our plastic piping system for industrial use and also fire sprinkler system. And in our normal range also, we are making various basic PVC fitting for industrial use like butterfly valve, swing check valve, and non-stand valve. We have introduced several models of new furniture. We have introduced several models of blow-molded furniture. In plastic piping system, we introduced this year only double-wall corrugated polyethylene pipe, which is a large market. We introduced high-density polyethylene pipe up to 800 millimeters. Several new products are launched in our in foam business. We have launched several new products. Company goes on introducing every month some new product. And we can say today, by and large, all the products which we have launched, all have received success.
Okay. Sir, just to take this, have we discontinued any products in last 12 months or 18 months wherein it hasn't been to our expected standards?
I don't recall immediately, but maybe certain model of furniture, which are all more than 7-8 years, might have been discontinued. I don't recall immediately. Among all the models, one model may be.
Yeah, but nothing what we have drawn lost new and then we have to discontinue.
No, no. Some old model of furniture, generally, definitely we go on withdrawing from the market. Maybe old model, 8-10 year old model, we might have it. I don't remember, I can't say you.
Okay, that helps. Sir, last question, if I may. If you could just give a broad split of 700 KT of capacity, what is targeted by 2020-2021, it would be quite helpful, sir.
I don't think we have got the ready number.
In the presentation,
2021, 700,000 will comprise what? Very difficult to say. The only thing I can say, we are going to stay in the similar product range what we are doing. We have no plan to add any new product segment. For all
okay.
The product segment we are operating, we see a growth potential, and the investment we made only in these growth product. The only thing we'll be done is that we'll be opening more and more fronts. We have started in Telangana. We are starting a plant in Gehlot already. We are going to start commencement of building from August, that is in Rajasthan. And then, as we told earlier, in the month of April, we are looking for a land in Assam. We want to put a plant in Assam also. So this year, 3 new locations, we want to start new factories. And all these factories will have the same product range, just to make it more easily available to our customers and to enjoy that market more fully.
Okay. Sir, last question. Are we looking to increase our advertisement and promotion spends?
Last year, we spent 51 crores. This year,
yes.
We may spend more than 30-40% extra.
30-40% extra. Perfect, sir. Thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ritesh. Next question comes from Basudev Banerjee from Antit Finance. Your line is unmuted.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my question. Couple of questions. One is, out of this 4% decline in pipe volume, how much was the decline in agri pipe and how much was the change in non-agri pipe?
No, that we don't know because we told earlier also our agri pipe used for the housing also. So when number we cannot say, but we had a degrowth in plastic piping system. And as a country, I can tell you also that PVC had a degrowth of 15% in the quarter.
PVC as a whole?
Country had a degrowth of PVC consumption in the first quarter, April, June, 15%.
Okay.
I think we have degrowth of 7% or something like that.
So, okay. And second thing, sir, as you still on a directional basis, as somebody asked in the call earlier, the huge quantum of gross margin decline, as you explained, was combination of three things. But still, will it be right to assume that bulk of that was because of the inventory loss?
I don't know. Maybe you may be right. I can't say. It cannot be that right number only, but I think we told you earlier that in our cross-laminated film also, we have to reduce our margin by 2%. So that also will contribute to the lower margin.
Sure. And that is because of competitive intensity in the cross-laminated film.
Yeah, very right.
Okay, sir. Sure. Thanks. That's all.
Thank you, Vasudev. Next question comes from Samir Gupta from India Infoline. Your line is unmuted.
Hi, sir. The three questions from my side, sir. First of all, you mentioned that it was since the last week of May that you started to see the impact of GST transition. Could you share or give a sense on how the growth of the business had been till that point of time?
Good question. See, we had a good concept. When we say degrowth, because when we got the order daily basis, and when the order flow started slowing down, then we started that business going slow. So in the month of April, definitely we had a better sale than last year. In the month of May also, up to that period, we had a good slow.
So when the...
Very difficult to say, but we can know properly only when you see the performance second quarter,
mm-hmm.
that whatever number we lost, we will recover most of the loss or all the loss in this quarter.
Okay, fair, sir. So
this is the only thing I can say which is really more sounding more convincing to everybody, and including ourselves also.
So safe to say that it would be in line with the full year guidance of 12%. The first 2 months.
If I say 12% growth, it means we must grow 19% in this quarter.
Sorry, sir, didn't get you.
We have to grow 19% in the remaining 9 months.
No, that is fine, sir. What I'm asking.
So that means 9 months, it cannot come only in the half, first, second half. It had to come start from the second quarter itself.
Yes, sir. But that will also include some upstocking back into the channel, right?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Sir, fair. Sir, second question on this inventory loss on PVC. Are we done largely with these inventory losses, or are there still some more remaining which can come in this quarter?
You can immediately make a loss, you see, because we reduce the price immediately.
So it's done, right? I mean, there are no more high cost.
There's no loss now to carry forward.
There is nothing, right?
Nothing carry forward.
Okay.
All has been absorbed up to June working.
Okay, sir. And last thing, sir, any update on your composite cylinder business?
Nothing worthwhile to report.
Okay. That's fair, sir. Thank you, sir. That's all from me.
Thank you, Samir. Next question comes from Kishan Gupta from CD Equiris. Your line is unmuted.
Yeah, hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Want to know, you have talked about the stress in your packaging film capacity. So what is the status now?
We are going some small way in packaging film. In just near our Khopoli, we had a 1 acre land, which is little far from the factory. So we are building the new factory there to have a good arrangement between these two factories, which may increase our capacity by 4,000 tons per annum, and that will start only next year because the machine delivery 12 months. So we hope that by July, August next year, our capacity, which currently around 8,000 tons annually, will go to 12,000 tons per annum.
That is for performance packaging or?
Performance packaging film.
Performance packaging film. Sorry?
Performance packaging film. Our film is very performing. It is a very functional product what we make, which is used for packing either meat or some edible, some very special type of lubricant, very special variety of film we make, which is 5-layer, 7-layer film. And that capacity fully sold out, which we not only sell in India, we export also. And we are building more capacity near the plant, and we are examining to put a plant or not plant in our Jagsarla plant. We still not decided.
And last year you talked about increasing capacities of protective packaging at your Hosur, Malanpur and Khadakpur. In this year's annual report also I can see the same thing. So can you just let us
know? Because the market is going on growing. We had a growth of 18% in first quarter. We are the leader in this business, and if we put a plant in Assam, we are going to put a plant there also. we want to go to more plants to make this protein packaging product, because this is a very voluminous product and we are shipping air, so we want to put plant on more and more location.
So, but I'm talking about Hosur, Malanpur and Khadakpur. You talked about increasing
capacities
there. So was it done last year?
Yeah. Hosur, we have 2 units now. We are closing. We are thinking of closing 1 unit, and second unit we are going to expand much more, because we go on expanding every year now, because there is a place and we go on putting more and more additional line there in same plant, same location. Khadakpur,
mm-hmm.
we started and it was fully sold out. So now we are expanding Khadakpur also. Same we are doing it Malanpur. Same we are doing the Hosur.
Mm-hmm.
As long as the building, the area, the land is not fully filled up, we'll go on expanding that area.
Mm-hmm. And what about the pipe capacity at Jalgaon? You talked about it last year.
Jalgaon, there's no plan to put any more capacity. It's a Gadegaon. Jalgaon, we make fitting. Gadegaon, we make pipe. We have no plan to make any more pipe at Gadegaon. But now, pipe also, we are diversifying more region. So in Jharsuguda, we are coming with pipe system. In Assam, we put up, then we'll put pipe system. Any more location we open, we'll put pipe system there also.
So last year you talked about increasing capacity by 20,000. So was it done?
That has been done already.
Done already. Okay. Okay. Thanks indeed. Yeah.
Thank you, Krishan. Next question comes from Praveen Sahai from Edelweiss Company. Your line is unmuted.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So, on the composite cylinder, last quarter you did some business, but for this quarter, it's not there, right? So, is there any seasonality or some order?
We supplied good.
How is that?
We supplied good to Bangladesh. After there were new party also went into the business of gas distribution in composite cylinder. Until now, the systems are not fully in place, so they are not able to buy more volume, though they entered into larger contract. And Government of India, though they bought the cylinder from us one year before, up till now they are not launched in the market.
Yeah, right. That's how I understood. So the Bangladesh order has not fully executed.
No, we supply only small quantity. After all, they have to also first start their whole system. There is a very new company came into the business in a big way. So they have to install the whole system in the whole country. So this is our first trial lot checked by them. They have entered into contract. But now, for the next order, they have not still given us to make and execute.
Okay, fine. And secondly, on the industrial product, from the last 4 quarters, I'm seeing good growth in this segment. So can you bit elaborate this piece more, like from where we are seeing the volume growth in this industrial product?
All the pieces, because now all the consumer appliance demand is growing. And that's why we are putting new plant also in Ghiloth in Rajasthan for Daikin air conditioner. And we are going on expanding capacity in our existing plant also, making new models. There we are making for others, not our own company product.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So basically we are making more of a contract with another
Nothing of our proprietary product. We are all making for the customer. We are only giving component to them.
Okay. And also you had a mention regarding your Kharagpur plant, the 6 new product launched. So these products are from which segment?
6 new products from blow molded furniture. Which earlier, the furniture we made injection molded. The new process, we came first time and we launched 6 product of that model, that process, 6 model. And all the model which we launched received good response. We expect to launch further 5 new product before October this year. And we expect to go on increasing the variety of the product of this blow molded type. They are just like straight brain item, like a table, variety of table, variety of benches, with a steel leg, very, very different type of nature, catered to different segment in the country.
Okay, so from the Kharagpur plant, now you are catering to the piping segment, packaging, as well as furniture.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right. And how much is the total capacity, like current production out there in volume terms?
Which item?
Kharagpur plant as in a whole.
Well, overall is 70,000 tons, all product together.
70,000.
I think 70,000 tons. Because you have pipe and furniture and roto molded item and foam. There are so many varieties are good for the
Yeah.
Around 70,000 tons, I think so.
And lastly, on the, as you had mentioned regarding your packaging, you are now exporting as well to the 10 new countries, and altogether 25 countries you are exporting. So how is the realization out there as compared to for domestic market?
Not packaging, cross-laminated film product. In certain product realization is better than domestic market. Certain product realization is lower than domestic market. It's a mix of the, depending on what type of product they are asking. We all fabricated product. So wherever the labor intensity is more, we get better margin. Where the labor intensity is less, we get lower margin. Compared to domestic price.
So basically, if I look at this quarter number and the realization for the packaging product has been down. Is that due to a more export numbers or?
Not due to more export. They told you domestic market also our margin has gone down by
2%. 2%, okay. Great. Thank you, sir. Thank you for taking my question.
Thank you, Praveen. Next question comes from Grisha Saraf from Ambit Capital. Your line is unmuted.
So, sir, we noticed that, you know, in the FY17 annual report as well, that the VAM share for the piping segment has reduced. So what is the reason for that? And do you think going forward as well, the value-added product share for piping segment would be low?
We see no reason of value-added product share of piping to go low, but definitely depend how much we increase the share of infrastructure item. So in infrastructure item, there is no soil is a value-added item. There is a low margin but more volume. So there will be very less or hardly anything value-added item. Overall, our piping system business is bound to grow very nicely in this year.
Okay, so you expect the VAP share, the whatever it is, to be stable only?
We believe that there will be a good growth.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Rahul Agarwal from ICICI Prudential. Your line is unmuted.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So I just have a couple of questions. One is on the agri segment. So, sir, did the agri segment do much better than the the plumbing segment for us?
No, we believe now going forward, agri segment was quite weak. Starting middle of May only, due to this GST, everybody wanted to destock their inventory. And this year the rains are good, the dams are full, and the market where we are operating, the rains are quite good.
So this quarter, the agri segment was not outperforming. It was in line with that.
July, September is not a rainy season market. From October onwards, the rainy season market starts. And we believe for going forward, the business will be quite built better than last year. Last year, business was affected big way due to demonetization. This year, we don't see any new big disruption will come. We don't expect today.
Got it, sir. Got it. The second question is on this GST thing. Now we are 1 month into the whole thing. So how has the dealers adapted to it, and how's the unorganized adapted to it? What are the price changes or anything is there?
GST?
Yes.
GST went very smoothly from the first day only we started billing. And we can say that all the distributors, barring some 4 or 5 distributors, are not able to take GST. Company has got a policy, we don't deal with any dealer who is not GST registered. We have 2,699 distributors. We say most of them are all GST registered. We are able to deal business with them.
And sir, the unorganized segment, how have they reacted to
They are not my customer. My customer, I'm talking distributor. Unorganized sector, as we told, that some of them are graduating to become organized. And some of them, we can't say about them what they are going to plan. But even today, their business is very slow. And this is not the season also. July is a lean month for our business. If you recall the earlier history, July is the leanest month for our company.
Correct.
This year, definitely July month business is better due to stocking.
Correct. So, I just wanted to understand whether the price gaps have narrowed.
Price gap doesn't matter. We never compete with them.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you, Rahul. Next question comes from Ayush Sharma from Investor Capital. Your line is unmuted.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So I just want to confirm the rate which you mentioned for growth of Simpolin. Was it 12 to 14%?
Yeah, you are right.
And sir, what is the industry growing at? The rate at which
we have no idea, because I told you this business is, we are a very small player in the business. There is a large business for either Barsati or Bhuvan Fabric, and there are many players are in organized sector. We don't know the volume. Ours is a very different segment, so we can talk only about our product segment. About as our product segment, now new players have come. They have recently only started very small way. So
yeah.
Our product has nothing to do with those products. We don't compete with one fabric tarpaulin. One fabric tarpaulin is quite lower in price compared to our product. We don't compete with them.
Yes, sir, can I have the historic growth rate in this Simpolin?
Last year the growth was very poor. It was 3.5%. Otherwise, we started with 1,500 ton, and last year we sold 20,070 ton.
Sure, sir. That helps. Sir, any update on Supreme Chambers?
64,000 square feet area remaining unsold. We are discussing with various customers. Up till now, no deal could be made. And we are not going to give on lease. It is meant for sale. And we expect that we will be able to sell over a period very quickly.
Sure, sir. Thank you for that. Sir, just my last question. Any update on Supreme Petrochem?
Supreme Petrochem, this first quarter, we had a big inventory loss and big degrowth in demand of polystyrene, again due to GST. In the month of June, April, May, the demand was very buoyant of polystyrene. In June, due to destocking and the converter stopped buying raw material, overall the industry plastic consumption first time has shown degrowth by 3.8%. Overall in the whole country, all polymer together, polystyrene had a degrowth of 7%. In the first quarter, demand started coming back now. Now there is no issue. We anticipate all our verticals, that is polystyrene, expandable polystyrene, especially polymer compound and extruded polystyrene foam, all will show decent growth in this year. Even in the first quarter, barring polystyrene, expandable polystyrene, extruded polystyrene foam and especially polymer compound all had a good growth. All have given a good, better contribution to the working of the company, but polystyrene due to inventory loss and due to degrowth has given a big setback, and that's why our profit overall has gone down from normally last year 75 crore, it came down to 21 crore in the quarter. Going forward, things are looking quite okay.
Thank you, Ayush.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Ritesh Shah from Investor Capital. Your line is unmuted.
Yeah, hi sir. Just to take the prior question forward, sir, how much is the volume that you indicated? It was around 2070 tons for the Simpolin.
Last year we sold 20,070 tons.
20,000 tons.
Yeah.
Okay, and sir, you said the industry growth rate was only 3.8%, right?
No, which industry? I said polymer overall consumption in the country has gone degrowth of 3.8%. No growth.
Okay, and sir, I just wanted to understand.
I wanted to confirm again that this was the first quarter in the whole country that polymer consumption has gone in degrowth. Never ever polymer had a degrowth. Due to all GST effect, the whole country, many people were all destocking.
Okay. Sir, I just wanted to understand on the market share for Simpolin. So we are the largest player in the country. Incrementally, wanted to understand, will we continue to grow at a rate higher than the market rate?
In this, there is no market share, I can say, because there is no competition. Now two new players have come. They have already started a very small way. And we told them we may grow 12% plus in this year. Last year was 3.5% growth. This year we expect better growth because we have gone more into the export market and our cross-land bonded product is also accepted better way. Our 30 GSM, 35 GSM is also showing better growth. So overall this year we expect our growth will be 12% plus, which was 3.5% only last year.
Right. Sir, when we say this 12%, what percentage of it would be from exports? So is it a significant chunk that we are looking at?
Not sure. Jump is significant. Last year maybe 1,200 tons, this year will be much more. Correct number I cannot say.
Okay.
Sir, we now exporting to 25 countries.
Perfect. That's quite encouraging, sir. Sir, lastly on LPG composite cylinders, has Reliance started or any update over there?
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Okay. We are going to report on composite cylinder today.
Okay. But sir, would you like to give any volume guidance for LPG composite cylinder sales for this year, domestic plus exports?
We cannot give any plan this year because as of today we have no clarity.
Okay, perfect, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Ritesh. As we don't have any further questions from the participants, now I would like to hand flow back to management of Supreme Industries for the final remarks. Over to you, sir.
From our side, what I don't need to know, remark. I thank you very much for the very brilliant question raised by all the participants. I thank them all for all the support they extend to our company.
Shall we conclude the call, sir?
Thank you.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating on Reliance Conference page. You may all disconnect now. Thank you all.